Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another day at Sports Byline. Click, click, click. Straight up, of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer, four-time Golden Glove champion, was national ranked. All the bragging's done. Bottom line is, let's talk boxing. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the big fight that's 3 weeks away, of course, the countdown, Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez, of course, the upset. I'm picking the smaller guy, the lighter guy, because I think skills pay the bills, and that's what he always talks about, talking about Terrence Crawford, of course, undefeated out of that boxing hotbed that is Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah, right. Bottom line is, hey, he's 41-0, 31 KOs. He's never been beaten. Of course, he came close a couple of times, but the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez is on the fade. He's just a fat, well, he's a fat Frito Bandito in my mind. Of course, he'll get in shape for this fight. He'll be as slim and as trim as he can at 33, 34, 35, whatever. You know, how old is Canelo Alvarez anyway? Turned pro at the age of like 14. Nobody really knows. Bottom line is, Terrence Crawford, 37 years old, getting up there in age. When you get long in the tooth like that, things happen. You get old overnight, get old in the gym. Of course, Crawford has cut down, as basically put his training camp into total secrecy. Nobody knows what's going on in his training camp, of course, except the snitches. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Dana White, wow, you know, my unfavorite billionaire. I guess that's the best way to put it, my unfavorite billionaire. When I met him, he was a piece of work. Of course, just got here from Las Vegas, just got to Las Vegas from Boston, where the mob ran him out of there. Whitey Bulger, the mafia guy, ran him out of town. So he comes to Vegas. He ends up hooking up with the Fertitta brothers, of course, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, and they get together. Of course, those guys own casinos. They buy the UFC for $1 million, and they sell it for $4,200 million, $4.2 billion. That's $4,200 million. I've never heard of a profit like that in my entire life. You buy something for $1.5 million, and you sell it for $4,200 million? Holy spit with an A. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guess we're going to have to retire the average white band. I mean, they're retired, so why am I still using their music? Because they gave me the copyright fee. Straight up, no. And they allowed me to. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. In some people's mind, this young man I'm talking about, Moses Aitama, is the future of boxing. Of course, 12-0, 10 KOs coming to us from the UK. Of course, got a good look to him, weighs about 235 pounds. Of course, taking on a guy by the name of Dillian White. Dillian White's been around a while, 31-3. Has been stopped in all 31-3. All three of those losses were by stoppage, but nobody stopped him before the fifth round. So I guess Moses will be trying to get him out there early. Bottom line, he's a rough, tough dude, and this is sort of like a gauge on where I think Moses Aitama is going as far as the heavyweight division is concerned. Is he hyped just like David Price? Of course, remember David Price? I was blowing him left and right. Remember? Oh my God. Guy was 6'7". He was white. He had the complexions. He had the connections. He could box a little bit. He hadn't lost an amateur fight in a long time. Ah! And then he turned professional. Of course, he went 25-7. All seven losses were knockouts. So it sort of tells you when it comes to British heavyweights, I sort of don't have the right. I've been off in the past. Speaking of guy that's been right in the past, off in the past as well, of course, I'm talking about Boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir? Coming off this traffic coming in here. Things crazy in San Francisco. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not going to say it, but go on.
Well, I'm glad you made it to the studio. And thank you for the nice intro.
But anyway, it's just like, yeah, I can't figure out what, you can't figure out what's going on in the city because, you know, usually the traffic is going like in one direction, but the traffic is going in different directions in the city. It's going in different, weird directions. You're saying to yourself, this shortcut isn't working. This shortcut isn't working. Either that or the GPS thing has got all my shortcuts, made all my shortcuts hip to everybody else.
It's like I don't know if you remember, there was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with the shortcut. And then it was one of my favorite episodes. And
The best one was when he was on the ski lift.
Yes.
Larry David was on the ski lift with this Jewish Orthodox girl, and he's got nothing to eat, so he found some edible panties in his pocket, and he ate the edible panties, and the girl says, well, you know, I can't be here after I can't be here after sunset. I'm a single woman. I can't be with you after sunset. And she says, and then she said like this, one of us has to jump. And Larry looks at her and says, are you nuts? She jumped.
Classic show.
He's that way. And listen, I saw him at a party with Larry Merchant one time, okay? I didn't get to talk to him. Listening. In fact, I asked Larry, can you, you know, introduce me? And Larry said, he ain't a friendly guy. But the bottom line is, he was as weird as he appeared as weird across the room as he does on TV.
So he was not method acting. He was just playing himself.
No, that's him. Just a passhole without the pee. No, that I'm being, I'm just, I'm, you know, I mean, all right, back to the subject again. Let's talk about Dillian White, 31-3, rugged, stopped all three times. If Moses Itama doesn't stop him and look absolutely brilliant doing so, his stock value is going to fall, isn't it?
I don't know if it falls. I think if he stops him, obviously they're going to ride that wave of him being the next, you know, second coming, you know, in the heavyweight division. He does need to look impressive for the fact that he's fighting someone who's 37 years old. I think the matchup is perfect at this time. Dillian White, like you mentioned earlier, had all three losses have been by stoppage. However, they've been by world champions. I mean, he hasn't been knocked out by Schmo, you know, Povetkin, Joshua, and Fury. He's kind of tailor-made at this stage. He's a big heavyweight, you know. Hopefully he doesn't come in just to collect a check. You know, I've always liked the way he fights. He brings it. And Itama, I mean, you know, the jury's still out, but, you know, he brings a lot of excitement, which is needed, you know, in boxing these days. So it's a great matchup.
On the undercard, one of my favorite guys, of course, he had that draw with Ray Vargas a couple of years ago. I'm talking about Nick Ball, 22-0, and that one draw with Vargas, and I think he's got like 12 knockouts. I knocked Nick for not being able to punch. How do they call him the next Mike Tyson, a little Mike? He's got a nickname, a little Mike Tyson. I don't know if his style fits that name, does it?
No, I think they throw that around a lot, just I guess because of his diminutive stature and he kind of fights behind that little peekaboo style. But yeah, that's a great fight. He's fighting another undefeated fighter from Australia,
Sam Goodman.
Yeah, so I mean, he has a name that sounds almost like a publicist or a promoter more than a fighter. But you know, it should be a great matchup. Two undefeated guys.
Are you? I'm not gonna touch.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna tell. I can tell. Let it go. You know, both of us are thinking about the same thing. Anyway, Sam Goodman, 20-0, 8 KOs, can't punch much, you know. Listen, I was watching I was watching something on Facebook the other day, and it happened to be a quote on Mills Lane, and I grabbed it. And, you know, he said, you know, all these subdural hematomas, these guys dying of subdural hematomas, some young man just died in Japan. I'll get to that in a little bit in the next segment, probably in depth. But, He said, you never see heavyweights dying of like, it's always the little guys, the guys that have to cut weight. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's got a point there. And the Japanese, we're getting off on a different subject here, but the Japanese are so dedicated that they would actually cut off their best member in order to like succeed in boxing. I mean, that's how much it means to them.
Well, I think it's a cultural thing. That discipline, and one of the first telltale signs of a disciplined fighter is if he makes weight, and maybe to his own detriment. I mean, I don't know, just speculating. You know, make weight and it literally kills you. You know, because you'd rather, you know, have that. You know, I completed my contract as opposed to, you know, not abiding by at least the most basic of terms, which is make the weight. You know, honor and pride is a big thing in Japanese culture.
You don't make the weight in Japan, man, and they put you like on the 10 most not wanted, I mean, not wanted list. I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, look, if guys miss weight and they basically torpedo cards all the time, you know, and we just kind of, you know, the guy will get some flack for a couple of days in the media and that's it. But it's a big thing. You know, you miss weight, you sabotage a card, you know, that's... It's a domino effect.
You know, I used to go without food sometimes the day before a fight or the day before the weigh-in. You know, make 139 pounds back in the days. And I always thought later on, because I fought these guys at 139, these monsters, I said to myself, I'm fighting in the wrong weight class. It should be at 132. So if I had to stretch off another 7 pounds, I don't think that would have killed me. But I just don't know if, you know, any more, that would have really, really been pushing my health, I think. I think I could have made 32, but that would have been a push in itself. So what I'm trying to say is I didn't feel like it, I didn't feel at the time I could get the weight off. So I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I really thought at one point in time, if I really want to exceed here, I've got to get down to 132.
Yeah, no, listen, and cutting weight is not easy. I mean, we throw that around like it's, oh, it's nothing. Just, you know, sometimes
you're
fine.
And my mother had it down. She had it down. She didn't have to cut in the weight, but she had it down. You know what she took? Do you know how I got through those periods?
How?
Kool-Aid ice cubes. That was her invention.
To keep you hydrated?
Keep me hydrated and give me a little sweetness, keep me happy, shut me up. Yeah.
Low calorie.
No, okay. That and raw broccoli.
Raw broccoli. Okay.
Yeah, raw organic broccoli. I mean, that would be like, man, because I'd look at the plate, there'd be nothing on the plate. I mean, people don't realize that. You know, even to have a little bit of success in the squared circle, you've got to go through a lot of sacrifices, man. You just do.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, between training camps and cutting that weight, that's, I mean, I tell the fighters that I work with, this is the fun part. You know, you finally, you're going to get paid to hit somebody. You know, you did all the sacrifice. You know, tonight's the fun night. The prep, only the fighter and the trainers really know.
You know, I remember I used to be like really nuts in the gym, walking back and forth, pace in the gym, in the locker room, pacing back and forth, this and that. And there's other guys in the locker room, but I just did things my way. You know what I'm saying? And I had such an intensity. I kept that intensity going. It started in the locker room, and it didn't end until I usually got back to the locker room. I wasn't, even when I whooped on dudes or lost, I wasn't into shaking hands afterwards. I mean, you know, come on, we almost tried to kill each other. Maybe we can make up, maybe we can be pen pals or something like that. But I wasn't looking forward to being friends with my opponents. I just wasn't, man. I mean, whether it's a sport or not, I wanted to hurt these guys.
It's the nature of the game, you know. It's the hurt business, right? And you're a competitive person, and you know that game face. You know, it's real. You know, you can always tell when someone's real, and you know, I get it. I mean, I don't think it's war.
I used to laugh. I remember one time, and I'm probably repeating myself, but they wrote a newspaper article about this dude in San Jose, about he was the next upcoming star professional and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And my mother gave it to my stepfather and had him bring it in the locker room and read it to me before the fight. The dude lasted 12 seconds. It was the arena record in the San Jose Civic Auditorium for 20 years. He's still asleep. He's still asleep. Straight up. I just bludgeoned him. Here's what's up. He was looking down, Sock. When the bell rang, he was looking down. I jumped right on him. You know, it wasn't that big of a... I jumped right on his ass. He didn't know what hit him. Straight up, he brought that on himself. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll get back to boxing after the break.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
I saw a picture of you.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I was looking over my shoulder on the Las Vegas Strip, there wouldn't be anybody to look at. Friday night, last night, a nice young lady shot me some video, and of course, the Strip is dead. I mean, there's nobody there. I mean, this is a place where you used to bump shoulders, I mean, with hookers and people from the Midwest and a lot of old people. This is like old people like me, but a lot of senior citizens, and the senior citizens ain't going no more. And of course, the Canadians have stopped going because, you know, Donald Trump wanted to make Canada a 51st state. That pissed them off a little bit. Of course, then they said some other things. Of course, if you're a Canadian and you stay in the United States longer than 30 days, you have to pay an extra $250 and you have to register your fingerprints and all that kind of good stuff with the U.S. Customs people. So, I mean, obviously, the president was pissing on the Canadians, of course, and he's been pissing on the Mexicans for a long time. Of course, I was looking last night. There were a couple of farmers, one here in California and one in Washington, up near Seattle. They're both going bankrupt. They've got $250,000 worth of agriculture that's sitting in their fields that won't be harvested. It'll just sit there and rot. And guess what? Doing it because they want to run those Mexicans out of here. Those guys are putting. I try to tell you, if the Mexicans went on strike, the whole country would shut down. People laugh when I say that, but if they got together and every Mexican said, "You know what, duck it, I'm not going to work tomorrow," they'd realize how much of a force they are, how much they are a major percentage of the labor force, and they change their mind. No doubt about that. With the high prices and stuff that's going to come from this, good luck on that, folks. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Not Trump talk. But the bottom line is, let's talk about the odds. Of course, big odds say Raymond Ford was the winner. Let's talk about their early results coming in from Saudi Arabia. Of course, he schooled former title challenger and last minute replacement, Abraham Supernova, over 10 tactical rounds. Why is there so many last minute opponents in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. It's a good question. Is it just coincidence or? Or you think there's something going on?
Well, you know, boxing's not fixed. It's arranged.
Yeah. What was that book? The only thing square is the ring in boxing?
Something like that. I used to quote that all the time. Yeah. But then again, the guy that ran, Nat Fleischer, the guy that ran Ring Magazine all them years, I think he was a crook. No. He stopped that Sonny Liston Muhammad Ali fight. He's the one that stopped it, not the referee. He told Zach Clayton he had to stop the fight. The ten count is the discretion of the referee, not some timekeeper that's the publisher, the editor of Ring Magazine. That's what he did. He jumped up, and you can watch him. He jumped up because they were fighting again. I mean, Liston and Muhammad Ali were back fighting again. And all of a sudden, Jersey Joe Walkout, the referee, jumped in and broke it up for no reason, apparently, in my mind. And, you know, He's the one that told Jersey Joe to do it. See, Jersey Joe, was a foul. I'll do what he says. And he made the wrong decision. He followed him. And you know, the rest is history. So they're talking about all this scandal from that fight and the controversy. Had it not been for Nat Fleischer, there would be no controversy.
Hey, I can't argue with what you said. I mean, that's some deep stuff. And it doesn't get more traction. You know, I mean, I guess it's generational, and you know, you're one of the few old school, real, you know, journalistic souls left. But damn, I'm surprised. I think it should be reviewed more.
You know, every time I think about writing again, the money isn't there, and I don't want to write for free anymore. At one point in time, I was getting 40 cents a word.
No, the written word is no more.
But some of 40 cents a word. Oh, man, come on. You got to be kidding me. Yeah. So, you know, now, you know, some of the hard copy magazines that I wrote for in the past, remember one of them I reached out to about 8 or 10 years ago, and he said to me he can give me $300 for a story. And this was the same place he gave me $2,600 for a story.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to the digital world, the internet, and all that hot. Let's go back to this. I got a click this week, and some guy sent me a text, and he's talking about the 154-pound IBF champion. He's saying that the guy from Russia, Murtaleza, did I say that right?
Sounds right.
Murtaleza. Yeah, that he might be the guy that I said this a couple weeks ago, but he might be the guy that smokes everybody at 154.
He's impressive. You know, he's no frills, but he just beats people up, man.
Put him in there with Xander Zayas right now.
I don't think Top Rank puts him in there against Xander Zayas. You know, no, I don't think Xander Zayas.
You know, you know, the police will be waiting for him by ringside with handcuffs, right? Domestic violence. You let that Russian in the same ring with the Puerto Rican, and I'm Puerto Rican. It'll be an act of domestic violence. I think he kills Zayas.
Yeah, I would definitely favor him. He's the type of guy that you don't fight unless you have to. Now he's got a belt, so if you want a title, you know, there's one to four.
Yeah, the belt and the challengers, the belt and the contender list doesn't work anymore. Dmitry Bivol proved that. Of course, he was supposed to face David Benavidez. And of course, the WBC gave him a mandatory like within a couple of hours of him beating Beterbiev. But yet, when they gave that same mandatory to Canelo Alvarez 3.5-4 years ago, they sort of ignored that. I mean, I hate to get on the WBC today, but I'm gonna. It's just the kid is. I mean. The interim championships, all these different scams are pulling, and people don't realize it. And, of course, a couple of weeks ago, a Mexican fighter tested positive for some banned substance, a performance-enhancing drug. And guess what they did? They put him on probation. Oh, okay.
Some punishment.
He was a Mexican fighter, though. He was a Mexican fighter. You know what I'm saying? Had it been a black dude, you know, they might have probably dealt with it. I'm serious. That's why they started the International Black Federation. I mean, the International Boxing Federation. Is that Bob Lee told me in the mid-1980s, he said, son, black fighters don't get a break with the WBC or the WBA. So I got to start the IBF.
Listen, you got to look out for your own. You know, isn't it a similar story to the WBO?
Oh, the WBO was like four disgruntled Puerto Ricans, and one of them was a blow freak. I can't remember his name right now, but I remember knocking on his door one time, and him answering the door, and he had, put it this way, he was doing a lot of blow. Can't remember his name right now, but he left the WBA and sort of started the WBO. Of course, now Paco Valcacela stepped down as the longtime president. Of course, he was the guy that got that job because the guy that I'm mentioning had the coke problem or had the alleged coke problem. He ended up dying early. Straight up, back to 154 pounds. Outside of the Russian at 154, Murtaleza, who else?
Virgil Ortiz, who I still give the nod as the number one guy at 54. You have Sebastian Fandura, who is the unicorn of boxing. at this point.
And why do you say that? Can you use the radio to explain it?
Well, the unicorn, because, I mean, you don't see too many junior middleweights that are 6'5".
Yeah, I know, you call him a cheater. You call him all kinds of filthy names during the fights, man. What's up with that?
Yeah. I just think it's unfair, bro. I'm like, come, this dude is taller than the heavyweight champion of the world, Alexander Usyk.
He's taller than, come on, man. Yeah, I know. But, you know, he's a really nice guy. Does that mean anything? I mean...
he's nice and smart. He's freaking going to Harvard.
Well, at 6'5", you know, I mean, if you can make the weight, you can make the weight, right? But, you know, I think these guys should be making these weight the morning of the fight. I'm going to go back to same-day weigh-ins. I know that they say there's medical issues with having same-day weigh-ins and this and that, but you got to move guys up a weight class. That's probably the way you got to do it.
Probably, yeah. They're probably too much of the case. People, you know, really starving themselves to make unnatural weights just for an advantage. But you know, it's I don't know if we're ever going to go back to the same day weigh-ins. But I think it would be a really good thing, or at least more hydration clauses.
Well, I mean, where do you stop though? You know, I mean, it's sort of weird. Where do you stop? I mean, I never gained a lot of weight after a fight. I mean, after a weigh-in, I was like freaking out. And that's when the anxiety started. Once you got the weight off this and that, you got on the scale and then it goes tick, 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 tick. And you're looking at the clock and then you get to the dress room and it's tick, 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 tick. And you don't really, you know what? It doesn't become war until they put on them gloves. When they lace up the gloves, it's like, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, here in New York, the weigh-ins are about 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the main event is the next night at about 10 o'clock. That's about 30 hours, you know.
30 hours. So. Okay, we're gonna keep Socrates Palmer on for a few more minutes, of course, folks. He is back from the Dominican Republic, and there's no merit to the rumor that he and Tommy D got into an argument and that Tommy D called ice on him. There's no merit to that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, guess whose birthday it is? The first man to beat Muhammad Ali back to March 8th, 1971. The fight of the century, Madison Square Garden, of course. Ali getting dropped in the 15th round, but that wasn't really the punctuation mark in the fight in a lot of people's minds. But I thought it was the 11th round when Ali almost got his head knocked off. In fact, he and I talked about that later. He said of all the fights that he was in, he thought that was the most hurt he had ever been was in the 11th round with Joe Frazier, of course, for the first fight. The fight of the century back in March 8th, 1971. Now, wow, big TV deal signed. Is Dana White involved in this Paramount TV deal? What's going on here, Pot Sock? Bring me up to date. What's going on with the TV world?
Yeah, well, it was reported earlier this week that Paramount and the TKO Group have agreed to a $7.7 billion deal to bring combat sports to their app, which is really monumental. I mean, they are. Let's see if they follow what DAZN had said a long time ago, that pay-per-view is dead. So their pay-per-views will now be included in the purchase of the app. And as far as the UFC, they have left ESPN. And
Does that mean I need to drop the ESPN Plus subscription or what?
I mean, unless you're into watching, you know, women's lacrosse.
Field hockey?
Yeah, unless you're into that or water polo, you know, between Fordham University against Iona. I mean, I don't know why you would have it.
So where does Bob Arum, where does Master Bob in the top ranked plantation, where do they go?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's been rumored that they're going to be used almost, they're going to keep their fighters active, and they will be partnering with Al Heyman's group, and there's a fight coming up in Brooklyn, which will air on Amazon Prime. But as of right now, Top Rank has no home, which is really strange. I mean, the elite, the premier boxing promotion in America, at least, they have no TV network.
Okay, here's a scoop. Al Heyman's health is bad.
I didn't hear that.
I can't give up the source. Well, my Las Vegas source told me that 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
What's going to happen with PBC now with Al Heyman's health being in question? That's what he said to me, and he knows these guys intimately. Intimately means intimately sounds a little funny. Sounds a little like extra happy. Like when, I tell you, when I was interviewing for a job here, and I'm going off subject, I was interviewing for a job here in San Francisco as a PI. And I went into, it was a detective agency in the Castro, which is a gay district in San Francisco. So I was looking out the window, and a friend of mine used to own a barbershop across the street, and I used to be a barber listening. And I go, yeah, there used to be so-and-so's barbershop across the street. So the guy says to me, he goes, oh, Pedro, are you gay? I said, you mean like in happy? Okay, I didn't get the job. I walked out the studio. I mean, come on, man. Anyway, Daniel's in the other room. He's lost it a little bit. Everybody's losing it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. Joe Frazier's birthday today. Joe Smoking Joe Frazier. God, historically, he beat Ali the first time. Of course, he was never the same after that. Born in South Carolina, man, in 1944, January 12th, 1944. Died November 7th, 2011. You know, he died of liver cancer. The booze got to him. He was a mean drunk.
Mm.
You know what a mean drunk is? I mean, they have drunks that are high, happy. They have drunk. What are you looking at? Say, whoa, you know? And when he was calling Brian Gary a honky and all this kind of thing, Brian Gary was a referee for the Vaughn Bean Evander Holyfield fight at the Omni in Atlanta, and Joe Frazier's calling him a honky and a white, and he's prejudiced and calling him all these different racist names. In fact, I'm glad that the microphones weren't turned up too loud ringside, because it would have been it was an indictment of those two guys, him and Butch Lewis. And Brian Gary told me the only reason why he didn't throw Joe Frazier out of the arena was that Joe Frazier was a former world heavyweight champion. That's the only reason.
Wow. That's very sad to hear.
And he got mad at me one time. He almost jumped through a table one time when I asked him, how come you charging people for autographs?
Like straight up, like just people out of the blue, he was asking for a couple of bucks?
No. The International Boxing Hall of Fame, he had a table and he was charging people for autographs. I thought that was off the wall.
Yeah.
If you paid admission to the International Boxing Hall of Fame, I think it cost you a couple hundred bucks back then or something like that, okay? If you paid the admission for the weekend, a couple of days events, with the Sunday parade being the conclusion, it is what it is, but I didn't know how to, you know what? I used to know how to approach people. I never knew how to approach Joe Frazier. I didn't know whether to say hi or not. Because a couple times I didn't say hello to him, and he said hello to me. And it was, you know, it was very awkward around him. And I think that had to do with the alcohol. Of course, one time I think he was arrested for driving the wrong way on a Philadelphia street. Not arrested. Somebody drove him home.
Yeah. I had heard a couple of stories. Didn't he, like, almost cut his foot off?
Yeah. This is the worst. This is the most horrible story I could ever tell in my life. This is terrible. Anyway, Joe Frazier's got a gas mower, gasoline mowers, and he's mowing his lawn, and he pulled the mower back over his foot, and he chopped off two toes.
Yeah.
That's yikes. And then he drove himself to the hospital.
Tough man.
No. Alcohol's a hell of a drug.
It is.
I mean, come on, Joe, man. You've got to listen. For you to chop your own feet off, your own foot off, you've got to be pretty messed up. I mean, because that's like bringing the lawnmower back. I mean, think about that. I mean, you've got to get your foot in the lawnmower. You got to bring that stuff back home. You know, that's almost impossible to fathom if you weren't drunk.
I've mowed plenty of lawns. That's crazy work.
Okay, I'm getting some heat from some of the a couple of listeners, because I call David Benavidez the best fighter pound for around the world. Of course, Mike Tyson and I feel the same way. Not too many things that he and I agree on, but 30-0, 24 KOs, taking on Anthony Yard, who's 27-3. That's going to go down, of course, in Saudi Arabia as well. On the day the coup took place, November 22nd, 1963, and won't be President Kennedy getting killed today, but I think Anthony Yard is going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. What do you think?
I mean, I can't see that going any other way. Unfortunately, another fight that, you know, the boxing fans, no one is calling for, but I guess David has to stay busy. Anthony Yardy, he's had a couple of opportunities at, you know, the big time.
Do you think Mauricio went to him and said, listen, man, you got to shut the hell up. You can't say anything. I know you're a loudmouth dude. You like to talk a lot this night. You got to get everything off your chest. But as far as the politics and us screwing you over and over time and time again, you just got to shut up about it and keep the belt and make your money.
Maybe not in those words, but yeah, I'm sure that somebody told him that he needs to play ball. And, you know, but look, David Benavidez is one of those rare fighters that really doesn't need a belt. You know, the real fight fans know that he's a bad man.
But unless he fights a mega star and he can't get a mega star in the ring, that so what if people know? His prime is going to evaporate before our eyes.
Similar case to Terrence Crawford, right? I mean, his big fight was against Errol Spence, and he was 35, you know, when that happened. And now is, I'm not going to say the cash out, but the coup de grace against Canelo, and he's 37.
You keep calling the cash out. I'm telling you, I think the skills pay bills. And if I had, listen, I think that Canelo's limited as far as all of his skills are concerned. Especially you saw it against William Scull the last time. I think he's deteriorated to the point where people don't realize it. I mean, they were rubbing their eyes, going, "Is he really couldn't cut off the ring not one time in all 12 rounds? He really couldn't assert himself much in all 12." Yeah, I mean, he didn't. It was like that. It was like he was trying to look as bad as he could, and I don't think he was trying. I think that's just the way it is at his age.
I think it was bad matchmaking, number one. Number two, he's never been able to cut off the ring. It's the same fight when he fought Lara. You know, although Lara was a little bit more engaging than Skull. I just think activity matters to a degree, and it's going to be over a year since Terence Crawford has laced them up. And that weight gain, he may look good early, but I'm telling you, it's like basically he's going to be fighting with like one of those weight vests. You know, I don't know if he's going to be able to keep Canelo off for 12 rounds.
Well, I'm going with him, and there's no doubt about that. And a couple of weeks ago, I was talking, not with you, but with Tommy D, about the heavyweight contender that pulled a gun on me over in Vallejo, California, when I went to get paid from being a ring announcer. And I want to clarify that it was Thad Spencer and his son. They owed me $500, and instead of paying me, they pulled a gun on me. Seriously, I went to get paid like after the fights. The fights were like real late. They ran like to like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning because they didn't have an ambulance at the beginning. Anyway, but the bottom line is, I went to get paid and they pulled a gun on me. And a couple weeks ago, I said it was some other guy, but it was Thad Spencer and his son. Imagine that, going to get paid $500 and somebody pulling a gun on you.
Thad Spencer.
He was heavyweight. He fought everybody, but he was like ranked number two in 1965. He was number two in the heavyweight rankings as far as the entire country and the world was concerned. So there was only one set of rankings back then. It was sort of cool. I was looking at the old rankings like from the 60s, and you know, they had monthly rankings and then they had the yearly rankings. You know what I'm saying? But it was, you know, mm-hmm. there wasn't like 19 different rating systems.
Mm-hmm. Who used to control it back in those days?
Well, my buddy Blinky.
And Blinky was...
Blinky Palermo was the mob. And Frankie Carbo was a mob. Frankie Carbo was like, his name was Mr. Black. And if Mr. Black called your manager the day before the fight, you were to lose.
Mm.
And if you didn't lose, spit happens. Spit with an H.
Yes, sir.
So you don't think Crawford's going to be able to carry this weight, huh?
I think it's going to be a factor. I really do. I think that, you know, especially not fighting in over a year, you know, he should have taken a tune-up at least at middleweight, you know? So jumping two weight classes like that, I get it. Listen, I work in the strength business. But jumping up two weight classes at this age, the money late is going to come on Crawford because, like you, I agree. He's more skillful than Canelo. But a wise man told me that size matters in two things.
Pornography and combat sports.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Here's a question for you coming in from Frank1961, the House of Story on Twitch.tv. He says, Sock, I wonder if Joe retrieved the severed toes and brought them to the hospital with him.
Joe is notoriously cheap, so
I doubt he
left.
I understood the toes were still in the shoe.
Ouch.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Listen, he was a rough old dude. I mean, but the alcohol got to him. I mean, you could just see him being pickled year after year after year. I mean, the alcohol got to him. I mean, had he not drank, things might have been a whole lot different. I mean, I've got a clip of him here crying, talking about Ali, crying. I wish the king, I hope he could. I mean, whoa, you know. So, and all those guys, Thad Spencer, Jerry Corey, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, with the exception, I think, is George Foreman and Larry Holmes. But all those guys got CTE. All those guys suffer from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which means brain damage from boxing.
Yeah, and just piggybacking, Joe just never forgave Ali. He really took all that promotional stuff personal to the heart and to the grave.
And with that, we will roll to a break. Sock, you have a good week. I'm glad that you're back in the country, and stay away from the ice, guys.
The only ice is in my Jack Daniels tonight.
Oh, a drinker. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Thank you, sir.
My brother, peace.
But it ain't. Wish you could be with.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Want to remind my buddy Frank 1961 that you can pick up his Twitch feed on Sunday. Of course, the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live here on Sports Byline. That'll be 2 hours. I was a little disheartened today to come in and have all kinds of computer issues and like the Twitch was freezing and this and that. And if I seem really off the wall and disjointed in the show, that's what happens when I don't get to sit down and relax before a show. I need to prep. I'm a performer more than anything else and unable to perform sometimes when the things around me are not working right. I mean, I think that's the best way I could put it in a neutral form. But straight up tonight, the UFC is rocking and rolling. Of course, Dana White is in Chicago, Illinois. He's got an arena that holds 23,500 people. And guess what? Somebody told me he's already sold 19,000 seats, so with the walk-up, it's probably going to be a sellout. Wow, I'm talking about, think about that. Selling out those kind of arenas every other week, sometimes twice in a week. He was in New Orleans a couple weeks ago. He sold like 20,000 seats there. Give him props. The main event tonight from Chicago is going to be Mr. Duplessis, who's a champion at middleweight. That's 185 pounds. Taking on Chazmat Chimaev. Chimaev's slightly favored in this fight. He's never lost a fight. The other guy lost two fights, but that was before the UFC. So in other words, he lost in the hobo leagues. Also on the card, featherweights, Lerone Murphy, 145, taking on Aaron Pico. Not a whole lot of names anymore. Jared Cannonier is on the card, taking on Michael Page and Tim Elliott versus Kai Asakura. Of course, that's the main card. Of course, the other card will be on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. It'll be interesting to see where ESPN, you know, lost all combat sports. They have no more UFC. They'll have no more boxing. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. I mean, they're going to try to make a deal with Golden Boy. Now, Golden Boy's with DAZN. So Golden Boy's sort of in bed with DAZN. Of course, DAZN, Eddie Hearn, the guy that's lost over $1 billion, and he's still got a job. I never figured that one out. How can you lose $1 billion and still have a job? $1 billion. That's $1,000 million. How can you lose that? And people are still throwing money at you. I mean, big money. It's like, man, he's like, he's got dirty pictures of everybody. I mean, he's got to. Straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, Saturday for an hour. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Saturday show. Don't forget the Sunday show, just like 23 hours. In 23 hours now, we'll start it again. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday. I've got some great guests on Sunday, including the Sunday Shot caller, Sir Thomas Dillenmuth, and we'll spend some time the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. And, of course, we'll review the boxing week, talking about Moses Itama. Will he win? Yes. Will he win big? We'll find out. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. And I thank my man, Daniel Ogden, for hanging with me today.